A special ceremony. James and Ellen White stayed over in Battle Creek for the Sabbath, a day set apart for fasting and prayer. After the morning preaching service, there was an election of officers for the Battle Creek Church. The record is: although Brother White is not expected to be a resident of this city, after a few days, for some months to come, he was, by unanimous vote, requested to assume the pastoral care of this church, and he acceded to the request. The Review and Herald, December 2, 1870. This is perhaps understandable in the light of the philosophy of leadership advocated by Butler a week earlier, and the unity and good feelings engendered through the week. Uriah Smith and Harmon Lindsay were chosen elders, and M.J. Cornell and O.B. Jones as deacons. It was indeed an outstanding day in the experience of the Battle Creek Church. After the election of officers, a social meeting was held, and then a deeply interesting ceremony was conducted. The church, having entered into solemn covenant with the Lord and with each other to hold up the hands of those whom God has called to lead out in the work, and to stand in the forefront of the battle, and that they would faithfully regard reproof, and be true helpers in the work of God, Brother Uriah Smith made some very impressive remarks proposing that the pen, the inkstand, and the paper to which they had attached their names should be laid up together as a memorial before God. Ibid. Andrews reported the day's activities, stating that in the evening James White led out in the celebration of the ordinances, with some 200 persons participating. Brother and Sister White, he noted, expect to leave immediately for California to spend a few months in the performance of important duties there. En route to the West Coast, James and Ellen White stopped over for a few days in Chicago to rest at one of the hotels and do some writing. In a message he penned there, James declared, "What we have witnessed of the good work of God the past 6 weeks we set down as good evidence that the guiding hand turned our course at Cheyenne, from the most desirable route to San Francisco, to the General Conference at Battle Creek. As we look back upon the labors of the past few weeks, it is a matter of devout thanksgiving to the great disposer of events that the cause at Battle Creek is settling upon a firmer basis, and that the minds and hearts of leading men are more firmly united in the great work than ever before." Ibid, December 30, 1873.